Chapter 4. "You really don't have to come with me," Christy said as she and the doctor made their way along the path toward the Washington's property a short time later. "I'm sure Bob went straight home."
"Maybe," the doctor said darkly. "But you can be equally sure that's not the end of things. He's going to make trouble, and if he doesn't, someone else will."
"The look on his face," Christy shuddered. "Where do people learn that kind of hate? These mountains are so beautiful, it's hard to understand that kind of hate here." Dr. McNeil held back a low-hanging oak branch so Christy could pass.
"You've been in these mountains long enough to know the answer to that, Christy. They learn it from their families and their friends. Look at the feud still burning in these hills. It's the same with prejudice like Bob's. It festers like an old wound. Hate can grow in anyone's heart."
"Unless God is allowed to remove it," Christy added. Up ahead, a sunny clearing came into view. In the center was a small, run-down cabin. The musical voices of children floated on the breeze. Two spotted hound dogs ran to greet Christy and the doctor, yelping happily.
"Pa," a young girl in blue overalls cried. "Someone's coming."
A tall, thin man ran out from behind the house. In his hands was a shotgun.
"It's Neil McNeil, Curtis," the doctor called.
Instantly, the man lowered his gun and broke into a smile.
"Doctor, thank goodness it's you. Good to see you again."
He ran down the path and shook the doctor's hand.
"This is Miss Christy Huddleston, Curtis," Dr. McNeil said. "She's the teacher over at the mission school."
"Please, you must excuse my manners, Miss Huddleston," Curtis apologized. "The gun, I mean. We're feeling a little, well, nervous today."
"Problems?" the doctor asked.
"You tell me. Come on, I'll show you."
Curtis led them toward the house.
"Children," he called, "come meet your new teacher. Margaret, we got ourselves some company."
A pretty woman wearing a white apron emerged from the cabin. She smiled shyly.
"This is my wife, Margaret," Curtis said. "Margaret, you remember Dr. McNeil. And this here's Miss Christy Huddleston, the mission teacher."
"It's an honor to have you visiting," Margaret said. "I'm afraid we're just getting settled in. I wish I'd known you were coming."